The pandemic brought a temporary end to powwows for Native American prison inmates in Washington state. The celebrations had been an annual tradition in the state's 12 correctional facilities, and this fall they returned. Doug Nedvornik from Spokane Public Radio takes us to one in eastern Washington.
Wearing borrowed blue and white regalia, Richard Dennison is ready for his first powwow at the Airway Heights Correction Center. Dennison grew up on the Spokane Indian Reservation, about 50 miles west of here. He went to powwows when he was young, but drifted away as he grew up. Several family members, including Dennison's children, have driven to Airway Heights to celebrate this day with him, and he's nervous.
My kids or my mom and dad nobody's ever really seen me dance like this before.
Dennison's prison sentence began in 2019, and it's set to end in 2026.
I didn't really get into dancing and stuff until I came to prison because I was running around doing other things I shouldn't have been doing.
Now he's rediscovering his heritage. That's a common theme among the men here. Dennison and other Native inmates meet regularly for spiritual rituals, such as Sweat Lodge. When they learned they'd be granted an in-person powwow, men like James Rousseau hurriedly began preparing for their visitors.
We've worked really hard to have a whole bunch of gifts. They're going to get more than a few of them, which is great. It makes us proud to make these gifts for the families and visitors that come.
Dozens of colorful beaded necklaces, earrings, and dream catchers lay on a table at the side of the room. Rousseau was raised on the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota and is the elder here. He's 55 with just under a year left to serve. Here, he's the leader, the guy who checks in with the other men to see how they're doing.
It makes me feel good to see that, you know, hey, we're trying really hard to be happy of what we can do and what we got in here. You know, we don't have to walk around depressed and stuff like that.
When Rousseau is released, he plans to go to Seattle. This powwow and 20 others in Washington prisons this fall were bankrolled by a nonprofit Seattle indigenous rights group called Hoyt, led by attorney Gabe Galanda. He's a member of the Round Valley Indian Tribes of California. Galanda says correctional officials also thought it was time to bring the powwows back, so they negotiated how and when to do it.
We've been working with them to get through the latest COVID concerns because there were waves hitting these prisons as recent as a few weeks ago, and certainly this summer when powwows were supposed to happen.
Eventually, they agreed on a fall season. The first gathering was held on the grounds of the state penitentiary in Walla Walla. Galanda was there. He says he saw Native men fully engaged in dancing and singing for the first time in their lives.
It's quite miraculous to witness that type of growth and rehabilitation, especially in a prison environment. And it honestly is not something they would probably experience in the outside world because of the environment that they have been reared in and are living in. And that's the environment that, you know, contributed to the mistake that they made.
The powwows are scheduled to return to Washington's prisons in the spring of 2023, if health conditions allow it. They serve as a motivator for inmates, says Kay Heinrich, the associate superintendent of programs at Airway Heights.
I was just talking to one of the officers who work with them on a daily basis, and they see the difference of attitude, positive family relations, how important it is, and to maintain a positive attitude so when they are released, they don't come back. I think it's really important for that.
State corrections officials say 45% of Native inmates in Washington eventually return to prison. They hope bringing back the powwows will help to reduce the recidivism rate. For NPR News, I'm Doug Nedvornik in Airway Heights, Washington.